If you will, this morning, open your Bibles to the book of Psalm, chapter 116. I'll begin reading in verse 12. Psalms 116 in verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me? I shall lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His godly ones. Oh, surely, O Lord, surely I am thy servant. I am thy servant, the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. To thee I shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Psalm 116 is basically a thanksgiving to God for deliverance. Deliverance from death and for His blessings. This past Thursday, we celebrated Thanksgiving, which goes back to the founding of our country, United States of America, and what we study in history about the thanksgiving of those pilgrims and those people for the food they had. The blessings. And certainly we should give thanks every day, mindful every day of who we are and who God is and where our blessings come from, and to be able to show to God how much we appreciate the things He does for us and the many blessings He bestows on me and upon you. Without our being able to earn those blessings or to do something that would enable us to have that as a reward, we're unable to do that as human beings because we are weak. So we humble ourselves before God, and we're to give our thanks to Him. Oftentimes, there are those people that you may talk to that do not have that attitude. They are haughty and high-minded, and they really don't give a second thought of where their paycheck or their roof over their head or the health comes from. Many of them, you speak to them about God, and they look at you like, well, what are you talking about? And it may not necessarily be all their fault because they may have been brought up in a way that in a situation and surroundings where God was never mentioned, where they had no opportunity really to know the Word of God. And certainly we should want to know that we do everything we can to share the Word of God to others so they can know God and know who He is, obey Him for their salvation, have hope of a place in heaven when this life is over, and to give thanks to Him. This morning, I'd like to take a few minutes in this lesson, the second lesson, and talk about giving thanks to God. Certainly, if we tried to cover it in one lesson, we couldn't. We can't cover it all in two lessons, but we can give it a good run in 60 minutes, maybe, talking about being thankful to God. And it's an individual thing. You think about your life as I think about mine and who God is and who we are and who you are and who I am and what we have to give thanks for and the blessings we should appreciate that come from God. I'm going to put up some verses on the board that indicate from the Old Testament to the New that it is taught in the Scriptures that we need to be thankful. We need to understand who God is and what He does for us and the blessings we have. And they're twofold. They're spiritual blessings and material blessings, and they all come from God. In Psalm chapter 92 and verse 1, the psalmist said, it is good to give thanks unto the Lord. So it is a good thing to be thankful. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Why is that? Because all blessings come from God. All good blessings that we have spiritually and materially and physically come from God. Psalm chapter 95 and verse 2, the psalmist said, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. So certainly, we're to give thanks to God. It is good to give thanks to God. And the first song that Barry led this morning in our song books, we turn back there and look, I believe it's number 46. I marked that page. And page 44. It ties in with our lesson about to God be the glory. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life as atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Certainly we need to be thankful to God for that spiritual blessing that He provided for us, His mercy and His grace and His love through His Son, who also loved us enough to give His life for us. It talks about the perfect redemption that we have through the blood of Christ, verse 2. We need to be thankful for that blood that was shed. And this morning when we partake of the bread, which represents the body of Christ that died on the cross, and the fruit of the vine that to us as Christian represents the blood that was shed, let us be thankful for that. Because in verse 3, great things He hath done, great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. So we need to be thankful enough that we can rejoice in the Lord and show our thanks to Him. Give thanks to the Lord. The last part of that, the middle part of that chorus there, starting in the stanza, second stanza, third verse says, but purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. And so when we think about the glory to God, we think about what He is doing for us, what He has done for us, and what He continues to do for us every day. And then we need to be thinking about what it is that we ought to be doing for God. Because He tells us what it is that we're to be doing. He tells us what it is He requires of us. So are we thankful enough to God to really appreciate what He's done and show our thanks to Him? Psalm chapter 100, verse 4, the psalmist said, enter His gates with thanksgiving, give thanks to Him. So it's good to give thanks to the Lord. Come before His presence with thanksgiving and enter His gates with thanksgiving. Again, we continue with giving thanks to the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians at Thessalonica saying, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So there's not a day goes by, there's not a minute or an hour or a time in this life that goes by that we don't have a reason to give thanks. To who? To God. Through who? Through Jesus Christ. To God and Christ be the glory. For the Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, what they did for us and continue to do for us, are we thankful for those blessings? Again, in Colossians 3 and verse 15, to Christians it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful. So, as Adam has mentioned numerous times in his classes, you know, we can pray if we're driving down the road in our car. We can pray when we're sitting at our kitchen table, well, our dining room table. We can pray when we're out working in the field. We can pray when we're out cutting the grass. We can pray wherever we are. It's not the place, but it's the attitude of heart that we have toward God, giving thanks to Him. Are we thankful? Do we give thanks to God for the blessings that we have? So what is our attitude? What is my attitude? What should my attitude be toward God whenever I consider what He's done for me and the fact that I should be giving thanks to Him? Well, the psalmist says in Psalms chapter 138 and verse 1 that our attitude ought to be that we do it with all our heart. He says, I will give Thee thanks with all my heart. And I'll be honest with you this morning. As a man, as a human being, after all these years of studying God's Word and listening to singing and listening to prayers and attending Bible classes and trying to grow to the point, I really can't comprehend what it means to give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. Do you? Can we really comprehend that? Give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. We have so many deterrents. What are we going to do tomorrow? What are we going to do tonight? How are we going to pay this bill? We got to get to this doctor's appointment. Oh, the grass needs cutting. The leaves need raking. The house needs painting. The roof needs repair. Oh, I want to watch the ball game. Let's set up and watch the ball game. Let's have a party for the ball. How do we get to the point that we can close all that out just briefly? And one time, in a day's time, in a week's time, in our life, to comprehend giving thanks to God with all my heart. I can't comprehend that. I want to think that I give Him thanks with all my heart, but I'm human. I have these deterrents, and you do too. You need to admit it. And I need to admit it. There are things that get in our way of devoting our life wholly to God and giving thanks to God. We celebrate Thanksgiving, and certainly that's good we do that. But we ought to be thankful every day and celebrate Thanksgiving to God every day with all our heart. Without doing it with all our heart, it doesn't mean as much as it should. It means that we give it to God without hesitation, that we give it to Him wholly, that we understand that every blessing that we have comes from Him, and to be thankful that we can do that and not be ashamed to give thanks to God. Not be drawing back. Psalms 111 and verse 1, Psalms 35 verse 18, He said, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. Don't be ashamed to give thanks to God in front of others. I will praise thee among much people. And again, it's not to be seen as the hypocrites were, the Pharisees who were hypocritical. It's not to be seen, but don't be afraid to admit who God is and what He does and to let others know it. When people are talking about where their blessings come from, don't be afraid to say, you know, I'm thankful to God for my job and for my health and for my family. So they really know that we give thanks to God with all our heart. Well, what kind of attitude should we have about giving thanks? Let's continue with those thoughts. Well, in Psalms chapter 138 and verse 3, an attitude with faith, knowing that God hears us. Psalms 138 and verse 3. There's so many verses in the book of Psalms that talk about this. But let's look at this. Verse 3 of Psalms 138. Let's begin in verse 1 and go through verse 3 of Psalms 138. I will give thee thanks with all my heart. I will sing praises to thee before the gods. I will bow down toward thy holy temple and give thanks to thy name for thy loving kindness and thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word according to all thy name. On the day I called, thou didst answer me. Thou didst make me bold with strength in my soul. An attitude of faith, believing in God, and being thankful for what He gives us. We can boldly approach the throne of grace because God is our Father and He hears us. My attitude ought to be that I really believe and I really truly know and I understand that God hears me, and I can tell Him whatever it is that's on my heart and He'll hear me. I don't need to be afraid to do that because it's through Him and His Son that I receive forgiveness. So I can ask Him to forgive me of my sins. As a child of God, I can do that, and you can too. So approach Him with the attitude of faith, knowing that God hears us. We're not praying to someone that can't hear or don't hear, but as His children, He hears us. Now, there's a catch to that. God hears not the prayer of sinners. He doesn't mean the Christian that's sinning, because we all sin. He's talking about those who have not come to Him and been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Because when we're washed in the blood of the Lamb and baptized, the Lord adds us to the church, His body. We're in His kingdom. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're children of God. So what does He allow for us to do then? He hears us because we are His children. So we have that privilege and that honor to be able to pray to Him because we are serving Him as His children. That's the good thing about that. And then we have that attitude of humility. Psalms 138 and verse 6, I didn't read that for, but I go to that verse now. For though the Lord is exalted, yet He regards the lowly, but the haughty He knows from afar. We need to be humbling ourselves before God, being thankful to God, and showing humility. Luke chapter 18, we mentioned that already. Verses 9 through 14. The attitude that was taught there by Jesus, the importance of having the right attitude toward God. Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 9, I believe it is. And He also told this parable to certain ones who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and viewed others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax gatherer, a publican. The Pharisee stood and was praying thus to himself, God, I thank Thee that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I get. But the tax gatherer, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Verse 14, the Lord said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, but he who humbles himself shall be exalted. Thankful to God. How thankful am I? How thankful are you? What is our attitude toward God? Do we have an attitude of humility? Well, there are numerous reasons to give thanks for God, to God. And they're mentioned throughout the Bible. And we have reasons today on our own accord to give thanks to God. Well, one reason to give thanks to God, according to Psalms chapter 138, verses 7 and 8, where we were just a few minutes ago before I just moved over to the book of Luke, but I'm back in 138 now. Psalms 138, verses 7 and 8. Because of His goodness, that is God's goodness, His guidance and His protection for us. Look at verses 7 and 8. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, Thou wilt revive me. Thou wilt stretch forth Thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and Thy right hand will save me. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. The loving kindness, O Lord, Thy loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting. Do not forsake the works of Thy hands. So, because of His goodness, His guidance, and His protection for me, because of His goodness, guidance, and protection for you, that's a reason to give thanks for the Lord. Another reason is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, where the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians there, it is the will of God that we give thanks to Him. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So, why should we give thanks to God? Because His goodness and His guidance and His protection is there for us. Give Him thanks for it. Because He wants us to give thanks. Because it's our duty to give thanks. Because we ought to want to give thanks. Because we believe God, we do give thanks to Him. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. These are valid reasons from the Bible that I need to be giving thanks to God every day. Daily, hourly, by the minute, as often as my mind can concentrate on it. My mind should never very far enough away from God that I would forget who I am and who He is. Now, I know we get busy and we get involved and we get into our work, and God programmed us that we can get involved with our work. And certainly a surgeon who's working on someone and doing surgery, their mind is on fixing it right so that person can get well. A man that's fixing an automobile, his mind ought to be on making sure that the right oil is in that vehicle, that the filter is on tight and there's not a leak, and that he puts the fitting back right, and everything's closed back up, so when that person gets in that vehicle, it doesn't blow all the oil out and blow their motor up. So we need to concentrate on things, and we do that. And we're not talking about giving thanks to God, and we don't do anything else, but in all the things we do, whether we're a doctor, a lawyer, a mechanic, a school teacher, whatever we do in life, we can do those things with a thankful heart, thanking Him for His goodness, His grace, and mercy, because it is His will that we give thanks to Him. Another reason for giving thanks to God is because it's a good thing. Psalms chapter 92 and verse 1. It is a good thing. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord. You know, Barry, you can think about a lot of good things, can't you? This past week, we had an opportunity be with part of our family. And there's really not anything that I like better than a good chest pie. And my daughter made two of those. I ate part of them one day, and the next day we happened to be together again, and I helped finish off the second one. Chest pie is a good thing for me. I just have to be careful not to eat too much or I'll have a sugar rush. And you know how I am when I get hyper. I get a sugar rush. So I got to be careful. I've got to be sure that I do it in portions so I don't eat too much. Giving thanks is a good thing. I'm thankful for that pie because it's good. I'm thankful for those mashed potatoes and that ham that my wife prepares and those biscuits, those hot biscuits. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for those things. But it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, because without Him and the rain and the sunshine, we couldn't grow the corn in order to have the wheat, grow the corn and the wheat so we can have the bread. Where does it all come from? It comes from God. Think about it. Think about all those things that may be in that chest pie. Maybe some syrup, I don't know, some sugar. Well, it's derived from the soil. And it grew because what? God blessed us with a rotation of the day and the night, the stars and the moon, and the sunshine and the rain, that things could be grown, and they could mature, and they could be harvested, and the next year the same process can be over. I have a reason to give thanks to God, because God is good, and giving thanks to Him is a good thing. Well, giving thanks to God is something that the righteous will surely do. So that puts another burden on my shoulder. I'm not a righteous man. One righteous man lived, and that was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was perfect in His righteousness. We can live righteously by obeying God. That it means we live right wisely. We're living right, and we're doing it wisely because we're letting the Word of God guide us. I studied with Brother Lynn Hedrick some off and on several years ago, and my wife studied with his wife, Mary Faye, and we had some good time with them. And in studying that, and Lynn would have me to fill in for him sometimes on Sunday at Jackson Drive, Sunday night. And he said, Charles, this righteousness, he said, it's really right wisely. Right comes from God. We get wisdom from God, knowledge from God. And so we can live righteously because we're walking rightly in the way that God directs us through His Word. Giving thanks to God is something that the righteous will do. So if I want to give thanks to God in the right way, I need to get into His book and find out how He wants me to be and get over here where He wants me to be and be that way and give thanks to God. Jesus set the example of giving thanks to the Father. He thanked the Father for all His blessings. He thanked the Father for those that He had, the disciples. He thanked the Father for those that He had given unto Him. He thanked the Father for so many things. He was thankful. He knew the Father well, didn't he? He was up there with the Father. Are we thankful? That's the reason to give thanks to God. Well, being thankful. I have so many things to be thankful for, I can't name them all, and I'm sure you can't either. Both spiritually and physically, we need to be thankful for each and every one of these. You may have more to give thanks for than someone else when it comes to material things. I may have more to give thanks for than it comes to someone else when it comes to material things and physical things. We understand that. We're greatly blessed. But we all have that to be thankful for in the sacrifice and the grace and the mercy that God bestowed upon us through His Son. Are you showing thanks to God for what He did through His Son and what His Son did for you? Am I doing that? We have so many things to be thankful for. Our blessings of life. I need to be careful that I don't take for granted the fact that I can see and hear and talk. The fact that I'm able to get up and walk around. The fact that I can think and make decisions. Are you thankful for that? Are we thankful for the fact that we have houses that are warm in the winter and cool in the summer? The good cars we drive and the good vehicles we drive? Are we thankful for those blessings, material blessings, the food, the clothing, the shelter, and for our friends and loved ones? There's so many things to be thankful for, and I overlook those things all the time. How about you? Are we really thankful to God? Are we offering and giving sacrifice of thanksgiving unto God? Are we doing it? Is it in our prayer? Are we prayerful? Psalms chapter 116. Turn there very quickly. We've got a couple of minutes. Psalms 116, verses 12 through 19. And listen to those verses. I read all these verses at the beginning of the lesson, but I want to just go back and hit the highlights. Verse 12, he says, "What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me?" said, I shall fill up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Are we paying our vows to the Lord? Are we giving Him our due? Is the Lord precious in our sight? Are we serving Him as we should? Are we offering up sacrifices of thanksgiving in the name of the Lord daily? Are we doing what we should to God? Let's consider the importance of giving a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Him. So what do we offer as a sacrifice to God? Time? Money? Spiritual or physical work? Charity? What do we offer? Well, sometimes we may say, well, I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for this or that. But proving that we're thankful is another thing. Proving that we're thankful. I'm thankful for my health, my clothing. I'm thankful for my family. You're thankful for those things. We're thankful for our spiritual blessings. But do we show it? Do we show it by our actions that we're thankful? You know, in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, there were 10 lepers and Jesus healed them. And later He said, where are the nine? Because only one came back and said, thank You, Lord. So at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the month, when they deposit that check in the bank for you from your job, whether it be the state, the federal government, whether it be something you worked for that week and earned, or whether it be something we're drawing off of that we earned over 40 or 50 years of work, are we thankful for that? Because without God, we couldn't have had that job. Without the abilities we had, we couldn't have held down that job to lay brick or lay blocks or cut meat or repair a car or cut grass or teach school or run a factory. Well, I need to be busy showing my thankfulness. Let us give thanks to the Lord. Let us offer a sacrifice to Him. Words of thanks are only a part of our duty. Thank You. We thank Him. We need to prove it by our actions that we truly are thankful to God. That's the first half of the lesson. Lord willing, we get the second half in the next service. If you're here this morning and there's something you need to correct publicly, if we can help you in any way, please come or we're led in the invitation song.
All things are ready.